Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, there's a, you there's don't a understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year, second-class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Those were not hollow words. I did draft a team after that conversation that is known as second-class candy, and they're fine with it. They're not taking it personally, these players.
Oh, they're gonna shock the world.
Things are good in the room. They're going to shock the world. And
nobody
we could see
second-class candy.
Second-class candy flies first class, let me tell you. Here is Armando Salguero. Welcome back, Armando. I think I saw a picture of you at the owner's meeting, so if anybody is questioning whether you're there, I can help.
Was I in a lineup of some sort, or were there numbers measuring how tall I am in the background somehow?
I think you were with John Harbaugh. Were you at John Harbaugh yesterday?
I was. That was crazy.
So, yeah, that had to be unique for these. Like, imagine, especially with your experience, a lot of these sessions are very much the same, but how was that experience?
So John Harbaugh was 3 minutes late to his media scrum. They used to call these a breakfast because you could actually take your breakfast as a, you know, a scribe to the table and eat while the coach is talking. And a lot of people, believe me, a lot of reporters that have no respect for anything, they used to do that. But not anymore. They still call it the breakfast, but, you know, there is no actual food served yet. Anyway, so he sits down at precisely 7:48 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and at precisely 7:48 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Lamar Jackson tweets that he requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens on March 2nd. So either Lamar Jackson has impeccable timing or something was afoot and someone was giving Lamar Jackson a play-by-play of where his coach was at, because the second that Harbaugh sat down, he got peppered with like 20 consecutive Lamar Jackson wants to be traded questions.
And he didn't know about the tweet. He couldn't have known when he sat. Right?
Oh, he said as much. I mean, I haven't seen the tweet. Well, of course you haven't. You just sat down.
Okay.
And yeah, it was one of those moments that was just utterly amazing in the timing by Lamar Jackson.
Well, it seems, Armando, if he was shook or the organization was shook by Jackson going public with this trade demand, that he certainly didn't seem to show it. That's most of the reviews I've seen of his appearance yesterday, was that he was pretty calm, cool, and collected about the whole thing, right?
Yeah, but he also didn't have the the narrative, I'm sure, and, you know, which coaches like to have. Look, one thing NFL coaches hate is their routine changed or surprises. They don't like surprises in-game. They don't like surprises during the week. They don't even like what they call distractions, which is somebody sneezing out of turn. And so, yes, John Harbaugh handled it well. He didn't cry.
Points for that.
He didn't hold up his, you know, flail his arms as he was talking or anything like that, going, oh, my God, he's out there. But at the same time, you know, you knew that if you're there, you could tell that he was not thrilled having to address the fact that the face of the franchise is, you know, wants to be on the trade block.
What have we talked to you 20 times, 50 times, 100 times? I don't even know through the years that he didn't cry. I don't think I'll ever forget that just now.
It's good. I like another line from Armando today just as much, but I'll save that for a second. Listen to us buttering Armando up. Armando Salguero, Outkick, Fox News. At least Harbaugh, Armando, knew that Jackson presumably had asked for this trade. Like, part of this is, it's a huge story, but it's not like we wouldn't have gotten close, at least, in thinking that, I mean, Jackson is ready to be somewhere else. That's not a secret. So, you know, if Josh Allen had done this, I think this might have been a little different.
Well, I mean, that's totally fair, but I'm sure that people in Baltimore, Ravens fans, when they hear, you know, that it's out there now, and the guy that they have, whose jersey they have bought, who they have believed in, who they have cheered for, who they have defended, and by the way, he has needed defense because, you know, let's face it, he has had durability issue. He has not helped his team very much in the playoffs. And there are questions about his future viability given his injury history. The people that have come to his defense and have invested in Lamar Jackson, for them, that they got to be shook because he doesn't want to be there. Yeah. He wants to be elsewhere. And if that involves being elsewhere on a competitor, an AFC competitor, so be it. He's happy with that. He doesn't want to be with you anymore. And again, that's a hard reality to have to swallow.
Yeah. So Baltimore is presenting a strong front, confident front. Like, they're nonplussed by all this, right? He's our quarterback. We'll figure it out. What do you think happens now, Armando? Because my opinion would be he's not playing there. If they don't trade him, I predict he sits out until whatever he comes back in time to get credit for the year kind of thing. What do you think happens next?
Right. So I think the next thing that happens is we got to look to the Indianapolis Colts. They have already come out as a team that would be interested. They said as much yesterday. So they are the first that admits, you know, we're not definitely doing it, but we're definitely not, you know, not doing it. We're interested. And that's a step forward for Lamar Jackson's camp. Because up until yesterday, there was no one that was showing public interest whatsoever. In fact, quite the opposite. A bunch of teams were saying, no, we're not doing this. We're not interested for whatever reasons. So that's a victory for Lamar. We'll see whether the Colts can actually move beyond step one, which is, I kind of like you. And two, can we date? To, hey, let's get married. You know, there's a lot of steps between I kind of like you and let's get married.
They have to meet the parents for one.
Well, when one of the parents is Jim Irsay, who knows?
That's a wild card. Yes. With Armando Salguero from the owners' meetings, the other line I like, this is a really nice twist here. So Bill Belichick gets a question about, you know, like some sort of, you might know the exact question, why should fans believe in this or something to the effect? And his answer was the last 25 years. Armando's tweet, Patriots dynasty has fallen so Bill Belichick tells fans to think about last 25 years. That's how bad it's gotten. It's good stuff, Armando. You took a shot at him, and many have, like for the way he handles these press conferences. I mean, it's infamous. It's everybody knows. I mean, is it too much, right? Like, what is it exactly? Is there a level of cooperation? I mean, not many coaches are that forthcoming, but Belichick just, you know, he's on another team. Answers like that, he's famous for it.
Right. Well, I mean, that one particular answer spoke to the fact that he's just lost the touch with reality. This is a guy that when he had Tom Brady, who happened to be pretty good, he would win Super Bowls, plural, and the very next March at venues such as this, at annual meetings such as this, he would say things like, we're not thinking about having won the Super Bowl. You just won and claimed the greatest prize in your sport. And his thinking was, we're not thinking about that. We're moving forward to the next one. Why? Because he had plausible reason to believe he could win the next one, and they often did, and they more often played for the next one because they were that good. They were a dynasty. So now they don't have Tom Brady anymore. They have Mac Jones, who is a guy, and they don't have dynamic receivers. Devontae Parker is their number one receiver. Devontae Parker, the Miami Dolphins got rid of him when he was their number three receiver, and now he's the Patriots' number one receiver. They don't have that kind of vibe anymore. And so what is only looking ahead guy doing? By all means, look back to the last 25 years when we won a lot.
Yeah. What kind of a fit do you think they are for Lamar Jackson? Because I can see it. I mean, at his age, with his accomplishments, maybe wanting to prove that he can do it without Brady, and Kraft certainly seemed at least open to it. I mean, the whole Meek Mill connection, and we can't ignore that. So, look, what do you think that's that realistic at all?
I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say it's unrealistic, but I wouldn't bank on it. That, I don't know. That doesn't feel like we were talking about a marriage before. That doesn't feel like the right fit. It's just not what Belichick wants to do, I don't believe. Now, he didn't address it. He didn't say no, but neither did he say yes. But it just doesn't feel like that's the thing. And I could be wrong. For the sake of all the other AFC East teams, I would suppose they would want me to be right. You know, Lamar Jackson comes with, I wouldn't call it baggage, but he comes with caveats. And one of the caveats is you have to change your offense to fit his skill set. His skill set is unique and unorthodox. He is not your typical, you know, passer, a pocket passer. And number two, he's not even your typical dual-threat quarterback. You know, Josh Allen is a dual-threat quarterback, but he is first and foremost a passer. And then he can, you know, threaten the defense with runs and scrambles and off-script plays, whereas Lamar Jackson is first and foremost the running threat, and then the passing comes kind of second. It's one of those reasons that Lamar Jackson has been hurt so much. He, you know, there's only three quarterbacks that have taken 100 carries over a five-season span. Michael Vick did it, Cam Newton did it, and now Lamar Jackson has done it. And look at the history when you're looking about at the idea of signing Lamar Jackson to a long-term contract. Michael Vick was done after 9 seasons as a starter. Cam Newton was done at age 30, and you know, he basically could not complete a season after age 27. And now Lamar Jackson, who is age 27, he's looking at what? In the rear view, he's got 2 seasons where he's missed 10 games total. And is that going to be lessened or increased as he gets older?
We'd love to debate that at more length another time. I mean, Allen, it sounds like Sean McDermott is maybe getting close to being done with the hits he takes. This is a recurring narrative from the Bills coach and their GM, it seems. AFC East, Armando, we've got like 2 or 3 minutes if you do. Of course, Aaron Rodgers seems likely. Miami off a good season. The Bills are the Bills. It could be the most interesting or even best division in the NFL. What's your pecking order right now?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks for putting me on the spot there.
You have to expect some of that, right?
No, I love it. So the Bills are the Bills. Who are the Bills, though? Because if they're the Bills that I saw early in the season, that's the team. If it's the Bills that I saw later in the season that struggled to be a Dolphins team with Skylar Thompson that didn't really show up in that playoff game against Cincinnati, they didn't have what seemed to me like a fire with Damar Hamlin in the house. That was a little off-putting to me. So who are the Bills? If we're talking about the early season Bills, then yeah, they remain the class of the division. I think the Jets are better than the Dolphins because when they get Aaron Rodgers, they've got a better quarterback than the Miami Dolphins. It's that simple. And his history is he's going to play. Whereas the Dolphins quarterback history, Tua Tagovailoa, is he's going to miss 5 games, maybe 6. And they're not going to do well in those 5 or 6 games. So that's rough. But the Dolphins have a very good roster otherwise. And if Tua and his jiu-jitsu, which he's learning now to be able to take hits, if it works, they're going to be very good too. And that leaves last 25 years looking Bill Belichick in the cellar.
It does. By the way, speaking of the owners' meetings, nice line by McDaniel on Washington. They couldn't give him free coffee for as much as the franchise were. That's pretty good. He's a good quote. Armando, thanks as always for your time. Enjoy the rest of your time in Arizona.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you always.
You're welcome. Thank you. Armando Salguero on the Westher Hotline. See, another one of these coach moments. You see Andy Reid not know who Jordan Love is?
I saw the headline. I didn't watch the video.
I watched it. It's true.
Wow.
He asked, it was like sort of a, because like Sal's in there, reporters from all over. Sal's going to Sean McVay on Rap. He's going to Dennis Allen on Hardy, right? Like everybody's crossing around trying to get a quote on their player from the other coach. So somebody goes to Andy Reid about Jordan Love, and he's stumped. And the reporter explains who he is. He started against you with the Packers last year when Aaron, like 2 years ago, when Aaron Rodgers wasn't there. And he said, oh. And he sort of shook his head for a minute and thought about it. And he's like, yeah, I thought he was good. Couldn't get there right away. Can't blame him too much, I guess. 803-0550 for your calls. Sal at 5 with more from Arizona. Paul Hamilton later on with thoughts on the Sabres after their shootout loss last night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.